Abdulhamid Dialame was born in a very religious family of Muslim believers in the capital city of Tehran, Iran, in 1954. He grew up there and continued his studies in the capital city until finishing high school. Then, he enrolled and started theological studies in Qom and enjoyed attending Ayatollah Motahari's classes there. In 1973, Dialame was accepted via university entrance exam to Ferdowsi University of Mashhad in the field of pharmacy and received his PhD in pharmacy on March 5, 1979. His sincerely strong belief in the Holy Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and the mystery of information with regards to inaccurate views had made him an insightful young person who was successful in creating transformation in many youth. He realized that the society of that time needed both knowledge and spirituality. Therefore, he attempted to train sincere and revolutionary forces at the university. He built an Islamic library at Ferdowsi University, and in order to acquaint young people with pure Shia theosophy, he established a meeting for the recitation of Dua Kumail at the university for the first time. During the peak of the Islamic Revolution, he was once arrested by Savak for his anti-dictatorship activities, but was soon released due to the lack of authorized documents. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Dr. Dialame was elected to the parliament, representing Mashhad for the first Islamic Republic parliament. From his time as a parliamentarian until he was martyred, Dialame, along with some other revolutionary figures like Martyr Hassan Ayat, played a key role in disclosing the true nature of the deviant political streams and hypocritical groups. He frequently warned about the penetration of such groups within the revolutionary organizations. He also had a much highlighted role in exposing the hypocritical acts of Bani Sadr.
نمایندگان محترم، چند ماه قبل از ریاست جمهوری آقای بنی صدر در دانشکده پزشکی دانشگاه مشهد گفتم که ریاست جمهوری بنی صدر برای اسلام و انقلاب اسلامی ما یک فاجعه است، چرا که به ولایت فقیه سر سوزنی اعتقاد ندارد و همین امر باعث می گردد که نهایتاً در مقابل امام ایستاده و مشکلات عظیمی را ایجاد نماید. آن روز به دلیل عدم امکان برای طرح مسائل اصلی و بنیادی بسیاری با این بیان مخالفت کردند، ولی برای من که علائم خطر را به وضوح می دیدم مسئله از روز نیز روشن‌تر بود.
He continued to follow the path of Imam Khomeini until he was martyred as a result of a MKO bomb explosion at the Islamic Republic Party headquarters with 72 other companions of Imam Khomeini on June 28, 1981, and was buried in Qom.